Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the table I built, where purpose is strategy and strategy is power. This is Andrea Walton, and this week we're doing something a little different. I asked for your questions, and of course, you showed up. So today I'm answering five of the questions. No script, just real talk. And these are questions, quite frankly, that I've been asked in boardrooms and in DMs and in the in-between moments that shape who we are becoming. So let's get into it. So question one, how do I adjust to the corporate space, the office setting right out of college or as an early career? This question brings me back. That first step into the corporate life, corporate setting after college can be so disorienting. The pace is way different, right? Like you were used to getting frequent feedback in college and in university right after class, or you could get feedback from your counselor. In the corporate setting, the stakes feel higher because they are. Here's what I'll say: give yourself time to transition. This is all new. You are not expected to know everything on day one. Observe how others move. Ask questions, but don't lose your authenticity trying to match someone else's rhythm. You'll find your own. Build credibility by doing the small things. This is the currency in the corporate space. Show up on time, take notes, follow through. These are your early career superpowers. And if you mess up, which you absolutely will, own it immediately. Learn from it and keep moving, keep going. Growth doesn't happen in silence, and I tell people often, don't suffer in silence. So ask for feedback, don't guess. Find a mentor or what I like to call a career cousin, someone who is 2 to 3 steps ahead of you who can help you decode some of the unspoken rules. And please don't underestimate what you bring. You have a fresh perspective, fresh eyes, and all of that is a gift. You are not behind. You are building muscle, and this is your foundation. All right, good question. Question two, how do you rebuild confidence after being let go from a job you gave your all to? I mean, first of all, let's just take a breath here. This is so timely, not just with me and my transition, but many of you listening, because this one is personal for so many of us. Being let go can feel like a gut punch, right? Especially when you've poured your time, your energy, and talent and identity into a role. It can leave you second guessing everything. But here's what I need you to know. You are not disposable. The end of a job is not the end of your worth. Rebuilding confidence starts with first grieving what was lost. Don't just skim over it. Acknowledge it. Feel it. Then speak life back into yourself. I need you to revisit the receipts, like the CVS long receipt. I need you to revisit that, right? All the things that you've done, the impact you've made, the people you've mentored, the change you drove, write that down. Say them out loud. Get them back in your bones. Also, be mindful of what you do attach your identity to. You were valuable before that role. You are valuable beyond it. Confidence doesn't come from external titles. It grows in the quiet moments when you remind yourself just who you are. All right, question three. What's one habit that's kept you grounded during major transitions? This is a great one, too. For me, it's discipline and sacred stillness. I start every morning in quiet. No phone, no news, just me, my meditation, my faith. I reflect, I pray. It doesn't have to be long, it just needs to be intentional. And that stillness reminds me that I am more than what I produce. During transition seasons, you need anchors. Otherwise, you'll drift with the noise, right? Whether it's meditation or a morning walk or a non-negotiable practice that you build a rhythm that reminds you of your identity when everything else may feel a bit uncertain. Stillness isn't inactivity, it's strategic. All right, Question four, how do you know when it's time to pivot versus stay and fight for change? This is a great one too. This is one of the hardest calls to make because as women, especially women of color, we're often conditioned to stay and prove ourselves and endure. But here's what I've learned. If I'm staying in that environment and it's costing me my peace, my health, my sleep, my joy, my identity, it's time to go. Some systems are worth reforming, but some were never built with you in mind, and you shouldn't lose yourself trying to fix what refuses to change. So you'll need to have some discernment on that. So ask yourself, am I growing here or just surviving? Do I feel like I can be my full self here? And if the answer is no for too long, it is okay to pivot. Choosing yourself is never about quitting. It's honoring the voice inside that says, there's absolutely more for me after this. Question five, what advice would you give your 30-year-old self? I love this one. I would say to the 30-year-old Andrea, stop trying to earn your seat by overworking and overexplaining. You already belong. You don't need to code switch your soul to be seen. Trust your instincts. The things that feel off, they probably are. And you're not too sensitive, you're discerning. And please, Andrea, choose peace sooner. You can have ambition and boundaries. You can lead with heart and still hold people accountable. Softness is not weakness, it's strategy. And the parts of you they try to tone down, that is your brilliance. You are enough. You've always been. Oh, wow. I'd love that reflection. So thank you for that question. It's a great question. So closing thought. First, thank you to everyone that submitted a question. Please keep them coming. I will do more of these in the future. This table was never meant to be one-sided or just to be my voice. We're building it together with truth, with grace, and with grit. So wherever you are on your journey, know this. You are not behind. You're not broken. You are becoming. All right, so on next week's episode, we close out season one of The Table I Built, which is amazing. Episode 10 is a full circle moment. So I'll do a reflection on the journey we've taken together, the stories we've unpacked, and the truths we've claimed. I'll walk through the key themes from each episode and then share my biggest takeaways and give you a sneak peek into what's coming in season two, where I am pulling out the chairs for new voices at the table. You won't want to miss it. So thank you again for joining, and thank you for your questions. Have a great day.